ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, entitled Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations, Chapter 16, The Payovrat Process of Worship, Verse Number 55. Dakshinam Gurave Dadyat ऋत्विग्यभ्यश्च यथा अर्हत अन्नादेनाश्व पाकंश्च प्रिनये समुपागतान् दक्षिणां गुरवे दद्यात् ऋत्विग्यभयश्च यथा अर्हता अन्नादिनाश्व पाकंश्च प्रिनये समुपागता दक्षिणां गुरवे दद्यात् ऋत्विग्यभयश्च यथा अर्हत अन्नादिनाश्व पाकंश्च प्रिनये समुपागतान्। प्लीज रिसाइट। गुरवे दद्यात् यथा अर्हत अन्नादेनाश्व पाकंश्च प्रिनये समुपागता दक्षिणां गुरवे दद्यात् ऋत्विग्यभयश्च यथा अर्हत अन्नादेनाश्व पाकंश्च प्रिनये समुपागता दक्षिणां गुरवे दद्यात् ऋत्विग्यभयश्च यथा अर्हत अनादेनाश्व पाकांश्च प्रीनये समुपागतान् दक्षिणां गुरवे दद्यात् अनादेनाश्व पाकांश्च प्रिनये संपाता। माताजी दक्षिणाम सम कंट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ मनी और गोल्ड गुरवे अंटू द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर दद्यात् वन शुड गिव ऋत्विग्यभयश्च एंड टू द प्रीस्ट एंगेज बाय द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर यथा अर्हत एज फार एज पॉसिबल अन्न अध्ययन बाय डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग प्रसाद अश्वपाकान even to the chandalas. Persons habituated to eating the flesh of dogs. Cha also. Prinayet, one should please. Samupagatan, because they have assembled there for the ceremony. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One should satisfy the spiritual master and assistant priest by giving them cloth, ornaments, cows, and also some monetary contribution. And by distributing prasad, one should satisfy everyone assembled, including even the lowest of men, the chandalas, eaters of dog flesh. Purport. In the Vedic system, prasad is distributed as recommended here, without discrimination as to who may take the prasad. Regardless of whether one be a Brahman, Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, or even the lowest of men, a chandal, he should be welcome to accept prasad. However, when the chandalas, the lower class or poorer class, are taking prasad, this does not mean that they have become Narayana or Vishnu. Narayan is situated in everyone's heart, but this does not mean Narayan is a chandal or poor man. The Mayavad philosophy of accepting a poor man as Narayan is the most envious and atheistic movement in Vedic culture. This mentality should be completely given up. Everyone should be given the opportunity to take prasad, but this does not mean that everyone has a right to become Narayan. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 16, Verse Number 55. Translation. One should satisfy the spiritual master and assistant priest by giving them cloth, ornaments, cows, and also some monetary contribution. And by distributing prasad, one should satisfy everyone assembled, including even the lowest of men, the chandalas. Hare Krishna. So, the payovrat process, which was instructed by Kashyap Muni to his wife, Mother Aditi, is being described in this chapter. We are reading the end part, the last part of the process, the most important part. Distribution of prasad. No Vedic function is complete without distribution of prasad. So it is instructed here that the performer of the payovat process should first give dakshina to the spiritual master who has instructed, advised and guided to perform the process. Dakshina is compulsory. A disciple is obligated, is in debt towards the spiritual master who has given transcendental knowledge. So in return, the disciple gives Guru Dakshina. Nothing in this world should be accepted free. If somebody helps me free, it still becomes my debt. And if I don't liquidate that debt, then next life I will have to liquidate it. So I'll have to take birth just to give that debt back. So if somebody helps us, we should return. We should make some contribution to the person who is helping us. If we borrow money from somebody and tell that I will return back, maybe it is a small amount, I forgot to return, and that friend of mine also didn't follow up and didn't ask for the money, thinking it is a small amount, it is okay. It is not okay. That debt will be with me in my account. And next life or in future life, I will have to pay something to the friend until the account is over. If the account is not over, we can't get liberation. We cannot come out of cycle of birth and death. So this habit of borrowing and forgetting, both is dangerous. Borrowing is also dangerous, forgetting is also dangerous. Better not to borrow. And if at all we have to borrow, we should note it down that I have to return. I have to return this money. I have to return this book, I have to return this object. Otherwise it comes in our debit account. Karma works like that. Nothing is free. So if somebody helps us, somebody teaches us something, it may be teaching us school subject, maybe teaching Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, or teaching us how to drive a car, or teaching us some app in the mobile. The teacher. So we should give something back. At least we should say thank you. We should give something back because we received. And that clears the debt. Kardama Muni and Devahuti, when they married, after some time, they had 9 daughters. And Kardama Muni, he thought, now my householder life, I should give it full stop, I should retire and take sannyas. So he was about to leave for the forest. So Devahuti, externally she gave a smile, But internally she was disturbed. And she told to Kardama Muni that, "My dear Prabhu, you are leaving me alone here. These 9 beautiful daughters, they will marry their husbands and go. But you are leaving me alone. At least, because I have surrendered and served you, at least you should award me fearlessness. Bhay mukt, fearlessness. Abhay daan." So Prabhupada writes that when a wife serves the husband or disciple serves the spiritual master, then the husband and spiritual master also are in debt because they have accepted service. So husband should liquidate the debt towards the wife by awarding security for the future in the form of giving a male child. When the husband takes sannyas, the male child grows up and takes care of the old mother. So earlier people would want male son, male boy, not because they don't love females. There was no discrimination. But at least one boy they wanted so that they can take sannyas and the grown-up boy takes care of the mother. Nowadays there is discrimination and dislike toward girl child, so much so that they abort if they know the child in the womb is girl. This is dapa tinsodo. This is papa. This is murder. Earlier it was not like that. Girl child was welcome. There was no discrimination against the girl child. But the desire to have a son was not because son is superior to daughter. Was not because they dislike for kanya. No. It was only because that daughter will marry. And if there is a son, he will take care of the old mother, the wife, and the husband can take sannyas. And sannyasis are required in the society. So Devuti said, "At least give me a boy child and then go, so that he will give me spiritual instruction. He will award me fearlessness." So here, even the spiritual master is in debt because the disciple is serving. What to speak about the disciple's debt whom the spiritual master has given transcendental knowledge? That's a very big debt. In fact, it cannot be liquidated. It cannot be repaid. But still the disciple from his side should offer as per his or her ability. When Krishna Balaram were in Ujjain, in the house of spiritual master Sandipani Muni, in the ashram of Sandipani Muni, they learnt in 64 days, they learnt 64 arts, which generally takes 10-15 years for ordinary student. So at the end, they told Sandipani Muni that, "What Guru Dakshina we should offer you, please instruct us." Even Krishna accepted a guru, served menially, slept on floor. Even Krishna did all this and at the end asked, "What Guru Dakshina I should offer you?" That is the etiquette. And Sandipani knew this Krishna Balaram are not ordinary personalities. So they can give some special Guru Dakshina, which is not available in any mall. So he thought, "Wait a minute, I will discuss with my wife. She keeps the shopping list." So he asked the wife, "Krishna Balaram, what Guru Dakshina we should ask them? Any special item?" She said, "Yes. Tell them to give back our son who died long ago." She didn't say fridge or washing machine or something. Their son had died few years ago. And the mother is still crying for the beta, for the son. So she said, tell Krishna Balaram to make him alive. Immediately Krishna Balaram went to Prabhashetra, the ocean, killed the demon just to get the son back, but didn't got. So from there they went to Yamloka, Krishna Balaram visiting hellish planets. They went to Yamaraj and told him, our spiritual master's son is in this planet, you give back, delete all his karma file and give back. And they brought the son. Because Guru Dakshina has to be given. Made the dead person alive. And not only that, after giving the son with folded hand, they said, what else I should give you? Not that, okay, ho gaya, kaam ho gaya. It's done. Mission accomplished. Impossible, mission impossible, accomplished. Brought the dead son back. But he said, what else? What else should I give you? So that's essential to serve the spiritual master. If we don't please the spiritual master, we don't please Krishna. If Guru Dakshina is not given, then whatever we learn from the Guru will not be useful to us in the future life. It will go waste. Even if you pass with distinction, 100 marks out of 100, but if Dakshina, Guru Dakshina is not given, the knowledge, the skills which we learnt in the future will not help us. We will not receive blessings. So not only Guru should be given Dakshina, the Ritviks, the representatives of Guru who help us in the process of acquiring knowledge, the priests, they also should be given Dakshina. Those who help us in advancing in bhakti, the Diksha Guru, the Shiksha Guru, the assistants of Diksha and Shiksha Guru, who also contribute to the process of learning, they also should be satisfied by giving Dakshina. So here it is instructed that this should be done. What dakshina should be given? Cloth, dhoti, kurta, chadar, bead bag, ornaments for brahmachari kantimala, that's all. A grahastha may have additional, earlier brahmanas would wear ornaments, they would wear earrings, they would wear bangles, they would wear in their feet, or if Guru Patni is there, ornaments, umbrella, shoes, cows, some money, monetary contribution, some gold, smartphone, laptop is not written here. It's not there. In this verse. So these are proper things to give in charity. Food, prasadam. So charity to brahmanas is essential. By that our income becomes purified. Our house becomes purified. Our family members become purified. Our kitchen becomes purified. In every income there is some sinful activity. Honestly, in every income there is some sinful activity. By giving charity, that sinful activity is nullified to certain extent. Every occupation has a sinful activity. A brahmana's occupation has a sinful activity of killing animals in sacrifice. A kshatriya's occupation has a sinful activity of killing enemies and killing animals during hunting. A vaishya's occupation has sinful activity of speaking lies, taking more than bona fide profit. And a Shudra's occupation as sinful activity of sometimes obeying a bad master. So every occupation has a sinful activity involved. And that occupation cannot be given up. So that sinful activity should be purified, should be nullified by giving charity to Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, feeding cows, worshipping the deities. Nanda Maharaj, when Krishna took birth in his house, he was so happy he gave lakhs of cows in charity. And he gave mountains of seeds and grains in charity. He gave silken cloths in charity. Vasudeva, who was in Kamsa's jail, when he had Krishna born there, he couldn't give charity because he was not free. He was in jail. So mentally he gave charity to the Brahmana, thousands of cows. Krishna in Dwarka would every day, give charity to the Brahmanas, 13,584 cows. Fixed number, 13,584 cows. Every day in the morning. Not a big number, right? 13,000. 16,108 expansions of Krishna, each one of them would give 13,584. So what charity he would give is 16,108 multiplied by 13,584. That comes to more than 2 crores. Food, clothing separately. This much charity he would give every day morning. Yudhishthira Maharaj every day fixed would feed 1 lakh sannyasis on golden plates and 10,000 yatis, babajis, and several other visiting sadhus. And every guest he would give 6 dasis for their stay and comfort. So lakhs of sadhus would visit and he would give them room, 6 servants and everything. Imagine the guest care department there. And all these departments, HOD was Draupadi. She would take care of all the guests. So the kings would do that. Charity is very essential. Giving to Krishna, giving to sadhu is very essential. Even we brahmacharis, we don't earn, we don't have source of income. But we have something which we call our own. We have something which we call our own. We should share with other devotees. We should not just keep it for ourselves. That pleases Radharas Piyar. When Krishna sees devotees are having very nice relationships, he is very happy. If Krishna sees every devotee is very nice, but among them there is no nice relationship, he is not happy. So even our devotees, we should share. We should not think this is mine, this is not his, ye mera tera. This is bekar, this is not good. Whatever we have, we should share. It may be prasad, it may be some other object required for devotional service. That's very nice, that's a very generous heart. Prithu Maharaj, when Lord Vishnu visited the arena, Yajna arena of Prithu Maharaj, Lord Vishnu was so pleased with Prithu Maharaj that it is said that Lord Vishnu, before coming to the arena, decided this much duration I will visit and come back to Vaikuntha. The end time was decided. But because he was so pleased with Prithu Maharaj, he changed his plan and stayed in the arena for a longer duration of time. He came for 5 minutes, he stayed for 10 minutes in that way. He stayed for longer duration of time because he was so pleased with Prithu Maharaj. But there was a problem. Problem was, Lord Vishnu was not used to standing on earth planet. Whenever he would come, he would give benediction and go. Phatafat. for short duration. But for long duration, he had to do extra balance to stand on earth planet. He was not used to. So he told Garuda, "You wait." And he leaned on Garuda, took help of Garuda so that he can balance on earth planet. Is there in Bhagavatam? He was so attracted to Prithu Maharaj's personality, qualities and devotional service. So when he is so happy with Prithu Maharaj, definitely he said, "What benediction you want? Please tell me, I will give you." And Prithu Maharaj said, "I know, you are Lakshmipati, you are husband of Lakshmi, you can give whatever I desire. You can give me a blank check. You can give me gold, you can give me cows, you can give me beautiful wife, you can give me kingdom, you can give me jewelry, property. I know you can give me liberation also. I know. But my dear Lord, I don't want anything. I don't want anything." Vishnu became more happy. This is additional. He became more impressed with Prithu Maharaj that he doesn't want anything. Already he was happy. He became more happy. So he said, "Please, ask something. I want to give." Prithu Maharaj said, "Okay. If at all you want to give," what he asked? "Sir, give me 1,000,000 years. Million years, not earphone, years. Years, everywhere, years, 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 years. How will the person look, you know, million of years on the body? Give me millions of years. Because 2 years are not sufficient to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. I will hear from millions of years. And give me association of pure devotees who will speak your katha." And Vishnu said, "I benedict you, 4 Kumaras will visit you." The 4 Kumaras, the great transcendentalists who have kept their body for only at age 5, they don't grow. So they visited the kingdom of Prithu Maharaj. All the citizens, not even qualified, but they saw the 4 boys in the sky. Because Prithu Maharaj was qualified. And Prithu Maharaj heard Krishna Katha. He washed their feet, he offered them garland and prasad. And at the end, Prithu Maharaj gave them dakshina because they spoke Krishna Katha. It should not be accepted free. They were guru. What dakshina Prithu Maharaj gave? He said, "My dear 4 Kumaras, actually I don't own anything. They all belong to the Brahmana. But I give you my wife, my children, my personal jewelry, my personal treasury, my palace, my army, my weapons, my kingdom, everything yours." The king offers everything, the whole kingdom, to the 4 Kumaras who have nothing to do with the kingdom. So one should offer everything to the spiritual master. One should offer everything to a sadhu. One should be charitably disposed. By giving to Krishna, by giving to Vaishnavas, we are not a loser. We are a gainer. In Vrindavan, there's a very nice pastime. One fruit vendor lady, she came to the house of Nanda Maharaj, carrying basket full of fruits. Krishna, as a small boy, he had seen Nanda Maharaj bartering, exchanging, giving grains and taking fruits. He thought, "That's easy, I will also do. I will give grains and get fruits." So he ran in the storehouse and picked up some grains in his small palm. And he ran back. But he couldn't hold the grains because he's used to holding planets, you know, grains he's not used to hold it. So he couldn't hold grains, all were falling in between the fingers. But he ran fast and came to give the grains to the lady, and there were so less. Krishna became sad. He said, "Now I will not get anything. who will give fruits in exchange of so less grains? But so beautiful Shyam, the lady got so captivated by the beautiful boy, she said, oh, so many grains, very nice. And she gave so many fruits, Krishna can't even hold them properly. So many fruits, he, with his two hands on his chest, he ran inside the house. We all know this pastime. I give you part two of this pastime. With the fruits, he ran inside the house. He wanted to show to Yashoda Maiya, look, I am better barter than Maba Baba. He doesn't do so nice barter. I do much better bartering. I do much better exchanging. You know, next generation always feels I am better than the previous generation. So he went to Yashoda Maiya. Maiya saw so many fruits in Krishna's hands. He said, Lala, who gave you so many fruits? Lala said, one lady, one Mataji came, she gave. Maiya said, how many times I told you not to take anything from strangers? You know, every mother tells it. This is going on since 5,000 years. Not to take any food item from strangers. She took all the fruits and put it in the basket. She said, go, don't eat this. And Lala didn't get any fruit. Till evening, those fruits were lying down in the basket. Evening, Maiya thought, now what to do with these fruits? So she had so many staff who used to work in the house, servants. They were going in the evening to their individual houses. So Maiya called all of them, gave one fruit to everybody. Oh my God. Few hours it took, but the basket was not getting empty only. Went on distributing. Basket was always full. See the miracle, because Krishna touched. So next day, all the staff members, they came back to Maiya. They said, Maiya, do you have more fruits of yesterday's stock? She said, why? What happened? She said, oh, that fruit we have never tasted. So nectarian, so sweet. Just one fruit filled our belly. We didn't have dinner yesterday. That fruit became so nectarian, so sweet because Krishna touched. Krishna earned and touched. That we didn't eat anything else, we were full. So that is the part two. And the part three also. So that lady who got all the basket filled with jewels, when she took the basket, there were no fruits, only jewels. She was so happy. She ran to her house and showed to her poor family members, look, I got a basket full of jewels. And all the family members started picking, this green diamond is mine, this red ruby is mine, this white pearl is mine, this gold necklace I will wear. They all started choosing, you know, like we do with Mahaprasad, they all started choosing this diamond, that diamond. And that lady, she said, you all are fools, the real jewel though you don't see only. And that's Shyam Sundar. So beautiful. These jewels are nothing in front of that beautiful boy. So by giving Krishna, we are not a loser, but we are a gainer. Millions of time more. But we don't have such good businessmen around. They don't do that. They don't give to Krishna. They think if it is in ICIC Bank or Kotak Mahindra Bank or IOB Bank, I'll gain more interest. But if they give to Radha Rasberi, they gain more. They have more faith on bank, which we don't know when it will bang. We should have faith on Krishna. We should give to Krishna. This bank, if you give and die, next life they are not going to give you back. They are not going to give you back. You can't go next life to the bank manager and say, you know, last life 1 lakh rupees I gave. Please give me. What will he do? He say, look sir, I am writing address of Thane Mental Hospital, you go there. Crazy guy. But if you give to Krishna, he will give you more. And if you take birth next life, he'll give you next life back. Secured. Future secured. That's the benefit of giving charity to Krishna. But how do you give to Krishna? You have to give it in the hands of a devotee of Krishna. You don't give to deity's hands. Nobody can climb here and say, Krishna, nahi, aapke hi haath mein dena hai. Aur kisi ke haath mein nahi dena hai. Mujhe kisi pe vishwas nahi hai. I don't have faith on anybody. I'll give in deity's hand. No, no. Our security will tell you, get out. It has to go into a devotee's hand. The person who represents Krishna, who spends for Krishna, who represents the cause of Krishna, that's a Vaishnav. So we give to a Brahmana, a Vaishnava, and he uses the money in the service of Krishna, in the preaching activities, and we get benefit. If somebody doesn't have faith on any devotee, okay, he can bring kind, he can bring milk, he can bring flowers, he can bring tulsi, he can bring rice, he can bring mangoes, he can bring fruits, vegetables, or some other service. But we should serve Krishna. That's most essential principle. Giving dakshina to Krishna, to Guru, giving charity to sadhus, to brahmanas, feeding cows. That's devotional service. So that's one part of the process when it ends, giving dakshina to Guru and the associates. Then second is prasad. Even if you are fasting, payavrat means fasting, eat only milk. But a full meal, prasad in ghee, should be distributed to everybody. No qualification required to eat prasad. Qualification required to cook prasad. Qualification required to serve prasad. But no qualification required to eat prasad. A sinful, contaminated person, a chandala, lowest person eating dog's flesh every day should also be given prasad. A poor person should be given prasad. A handicapped person should be given prasad. A blind person should be given prasad. Children, women, elder who have not done any service in the festival should be given prasad. Prasad should be given even to dogs. There is no discrimination. Prasad should be given to everybody. During Govardhan Leela pastime, Krishna gave this instruction that after Annakut, after the prasad offered to Govardhan, it should be distributed without discrimination to everybody, even to dogs, even to dog eaters. What to just speak about brahmanas? Prasad should be given to everybody. Prasadam means mercy, kripa. Prasadam is non-different from Krishna. Sarvamam Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya. There is Guru, there is Acharya, there is Bhattacharya. It's a very heavy title. Sarvamam Bhattacharya was teacher of all sannyasis in Mayavadi Sampradaya all over India. Even sannyasis would come to learn Sharirik Bhashya from him. He was such a big scholar in Orissa. And he wanted to teach Sharirik Bhashya to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Himself was a first class Brahmana. And in 7 days, 7 days of discourse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the end made him a devotee. On 8th day, after Sarvamam Bhattacharya transformed to a Vaishnav, 8th day early morning, before sunrise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath temple, took darshan of beautiful Jagannath, Baldev Subhadraji. And the pujari, he was so happy, he gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu garland and Mahaprasad of Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put it in his chadar, garland and Mahaprasad, and straight went to the house of Sarvamam Bhattacharya. This was even before sunrise. Sarvamam Bhattacharya was sleeping. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't wake him up. He just stood outside the room. That when he wakes up, I will speak to him. And on his own natural course, Sarvamam Bhattacharya woke up early morning. And when he woke up, he said, Krishna, Krishna. Till yesterday, he was a Mayavadi follower. never uttering the holy name of Krishna, and today he said Krishna, Krishna. He woke up. He got out of the bed and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing. Immediately he put a mattress and he sat down. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sat down. Chaitanya said, Sarvabhaum, you know what I have brought for you? And he opened his chadar, Mahaprasad. Immediately, like a child, Sarvabhaum took it with both the hands and ate it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was surprised. He said, you are such an adult brahmana. You should wake up, do datun, go to toilet, wash your face, take bath, worship Shaligram, offer bhog to Shaligram, chant your Gayatri, see Jagannath, and then eat. But you didn't do all this. A brahmana should do all this and then eat. Why you do like this? Immediately Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said few shlokas praising the Mahaprasad. One who was not even a devotee till yesterday, had no faith on Krishna or his name or his Mahaprasad, today he respectfully offered his obeisances to Mahaprasad and said, Mahaprasad is so pure that one should eat Mahaprasad as soon as it's obtained. As soon as it's obtained. Even if it is coming from distant land, even if one is not taken bath, even if Mahaprasad has gone stale, or is few days old, or dry, one should eat it. Not only that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, if Mahaprasad is thrown on the ground, if Mahaprasad is thrown on the ground, and the dogs come and eats it, and after dog chews it, he doesn't like and spits it out, even that should be picked up and eaten because Mahaprasad does not change. Mahaprasad does not change. Imagine there's a 500 rupee on the ground in Kichad, in mud, and a dog comes and chews it, but he will not eat note, so he throws it. Will you pick that up? No, na? Immediately, because the value is not lost. Value is not lost. Even though the appearance is changed, but the value is not lost. It is not same as when it came from printing press or ATM machine. But the value is not lost. In the same way, if a dog spits Mahaprasad, I understand it has changed in our vision. But the value, the purity, the transcendence is not lost because the governor's sign is still there. The governor's promise is still there. I promise to pay the bearer of this note 500 rupees. So the value is not lost. It will still have transcendental effect on us. That is Mahaprasad. So it should be eaten. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he embraced him. He was very happy. One who is a devotee, he will have faith on Mahaprasad. One who is not a devotee, he will not have faith on Mahaprasad. So every person who enters this temple is a guest. Whose guest? My guest or your guest? Radha Rasbihari's guest. So should be treated nicely and given prasad. If not full meal, whatever we give, it may be halwa, it may be charanamrit, should be treated politely. Should be treated respectfully. Even if he's your village enemy number one. Imagine I am serving in somebody's house. I am a master. And there's a knock on the door. And I open. And my neighbor is there who has come to meet my master for his own purpose. And that neighbor is enemy number one. How should I treat him? I should treat him like other guests. Because he is not come to meet me, he is come to meet my master. I will make him sit, offer him water, and then tell the master there is a guest here. So in the same way, we are Radha Rasbihari's servant. This is not our house. This is his place, our master's house. So whoever comes at the guest gate is the guest of Radha Rasbihari, and we are servant of Radha Rasbihari. So if you don't treat the guest nicely, Radha Rasbihari will note it down that this boy doesn't treat my guest nicely. Radha Rasbihari will forgive also, but not many times. One day he'll kick us out. This is not good stuff. Appraisal wrong, negative appraisal. So we should treat every person who is staying inside and who is coming inside very nicely. Never hurt anybody. If we are giving them prasad, it is our service. It's not that they are beggars. They are not coming here to beg. They have enough prasad in their house also. They are not coming here to beg. But they are coming here with love and respect that, okay, some prasad I will get. So we should not treat them badly. We should not treat them like a beggar. If we treat them nicely, Radha Rasbihari is pleased on us. That this fellow treats my guest nicely. He is a good staff. If we don't treat them nicely, Radha Rasbihari is not pleased at us. They're not a good staff. Not qualified to stay here. So even a chandala should be given prasad with respect. Everybody should be given with respect. That's very essential. But there is a misconception of Daridra Narayan, that because this person is poor and Narayan is in heart, so this person is Narayan. This is wrong. This is bakwas, bogus philosophy. Narayan is in sewer also, pig also. Narayan is in dog also. Is a dog Narayan or sewer Narayan? No. Narayan is in table also, so what with a table Narayan? Narayan in samosa also, so what with a samosa Narayan? What bakwas is this? Narayan is everywhere, not just in Daridra, not just in poor person's heart, in every's heart. So that doesn't make the person Narayan. Every body, there is a soul inside and there is Paramatma inside. These are two, not one. Soul is not equal to Paramatma. So Narayan is inside every body, but that person doesn't become Narayan. He remains as individual soul. This is a very big misconception that the person himself has become Narayan. I am God, you are God, we all are God. Anybody who says that he is a dog, he is not God. God is only one. Absolute truth is only one. There cannot be two or many absolute truth. So this is wrong conception. This is a misconception that the Daridra, the poor person, has become Narayan. That's not true. Neither the poor person is Narayan, nor the rich person is Narayan, nor any person is Narayan. There is only supreme person who is Narayan. There is only one person who is Narayan. Krishna is the. Read this? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. A means one of them. The means only one. He is absolute truth. Param Satyam. Ishwara Parama Krishna. Sachidanand Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda. Sarva Karana Karanam. Cause of all causes. So Narayan, Vishnu, they are expansions of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is only one Krishna. So only one God. So the individual soul is not God. Cannot become God. Will not become God. Will never become God. Will remain individual soul, subservient to Krishna. So the soul's constitutional position, natural state, is to become servant of Krishna. So we should serve Krishna. We are here to serve Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, not Manav Seva, Madhav Seva, not serve human beings, serve animals, serve environment, serve country. No. We are not part and parcel of dog, cat society. We are not part and parcel of human society or my village, gaon society.
We are part and parcel of Krishna. So we are here to serve Krishna. And all other creatures, they are also part and parcel of Krishna. So we help them to connect to Krishna. That is real Mano Seva. That is real service to the society, which is called preaching, prachar, to distribute books, to distribute holy name, to distribute literature, to help people to get connected to Krishna. That is real seva. So we are here to serve Krishna, and we should serve Krishna. Any endeavor we do not to serve Krishna but serve others is failure. Connecting others to Krishna is fine, but otherwise it's a failure. It will not take us back home, back to Godhead. It will at most give us good claps from the society, from other dogs. They will clap. That's all. It will not give us Krishna consciousness. So we should understand the difference between social service and Krishna consciousness. Humanitarian, philanthropic service and Krishna consciousness. So if we serve Krishna, who is the root of the tree, then the whole tree gets nourishment. If you water the root of the tree, all the branches, twigs and leaves get nourishment. But if you sit and water each leaf, one spoon water, nobody will get benefit, neither the leaf nor the tree. So Krishna is the root of this universe. If I water the root, if I serve the root, the whole universe gets benefit. If I don't serve Krishna and serve every individual living entity, I can't satisfy them anyway, so nobody will get benefit. If we try to please everybody connected to us, if you make happy everybody connected to you, one thing will happen, you will become unhappy. Because we can't please everybody, everybody has a different desire. So we should please Krishna, we should water the root of the tree, we should feed the stomach, then the whole body is nourished. If you water the root, the whole tree is nourished. If you serve Krishna, all stakeholders are taken care, whole universe is taken care. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. Nityo Nityanam, Chetnas Chetnanam. He is Nitya, we are Nitya. He is Chetan, we are Chetan. But the difference is, he is maintaining us. And we are dependent on Krishna. We are not dependent on ABC. We are dependent on Krishna. So we serve Krishna. We give our life to Krishna. We give our energy to Krishna. We dedicate our life to Krishna. This one life at least. This life you give to Krishna. Next life, whatever you do, that's your choice. This life you give to Krishna. At least one life you give to Krishna. Crores of life has passed. And in ordinary course, crores of more lives will come. Out of infinite lives, one life we don't give to Krishna. Already we have come to temple. So this life, only for Krishna. And we'll see, we'll have a very nice future. Very bright future. Very nice life. So we are His part and parcel. We are not anybody's part and parcel. We are not Brahma's part and parcel, Shiva's part and parcel, Indra's part and parcel, or India's part and parcel. We are not anybody's part. We are Krishna's part and parcel. So we should cooperate with Him. We should serve Him. Like this hand is part and parcel of this body. So what should this hand do? Take food and put it for this body's welfare. This hand keeps feeding other's mouth. That will be a good loving exchange. But I will not get nourished. Because my root has to be filled. This hand is my part and parcel. This body is part and parcel. Similarly, we are Krishna's part and parcel and we are feeding others. It will not work. We should feed Krishna. We should serve Krishna. Then it will work. So we should dedicate our life in the service of Krishna. Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments? Yes, Mike.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for the class.
Yeah.
This last point of feeding the root. Krishna is the root. So, like as a concept we understand, but technically if I have to tell somebody that how it happens, because that they generally outside people they say that you are just worshipping Krishna, you are not doing anything for the society. So how we actually by showing something, or it's just can we convey to them this concept more down to earth to their like.
Yeah. That's all? So all people depend on grain. Grain. Without grain, society can't exist. That grain comes from earth. When do earth give grain? After there is rain. Without rain, no grain. And rain comes from clouds. And is under control of demigods. And demigods give grain, rain, when they are pleased. And how they are pleased? By yajna. And what is yajna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So if you don't please Krishna, there will be no rain. If there is no rain, there is no grain. But people have no brain. Right? So even if people want to just survive, I'm not talking about luxury and comfort, just survive, they need to do sacrifice. The other deeper meaning of yajna is our duty. If everybody does their duty, then only people will survive. Husband's duty, wife's duty, king's duty, prime minister's duty. Everybody have duty? Right? Who has written this duty? Who has written what a husband should do? Who has written what a wife should do? Did Indian Constitution write? Did British write? No, this is written by Krishna. So when the society, everybody is doing their duty, then only Krishna gives survival resources. That is another sacrifice. So people are today surviving because they are doing their duties. If husband stop doing their duty, wife stop doing their duty, sun and moon stop doing their duties, this earth will not survive just by factories. Right? So everybody is doing their duty, that is also sacrifice which is coming from scriptures. So they may not be doing Mangal Aarti and chanting Hare Krishna, but they are doing some duty based on scriptures. That's why the society is existing today. Sun is doing duty, moon is doing duty. In Varnashram there are duties of four Varnas and four Ashrams. That's why the society is surviving. So people are anyway following Krishna, that's why they are surviving. But if they do more, if they directly offer Him, then the society will be better than today. But if they stop even their basic duties, if the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra don't do their duties, then the society will finish. Right? So that's most practical. I see it very practical, that without service to Krishna, there will be no grains. Without performing Varnashram duties, society will not survive. And these duties are written by Krishna. So when you do the duty, you are pleasing Krishna. When a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, husband, wife, Grastha Ashram, Brahmacharya Ashram, they all do their duties, they are pleasing Krishna. Okay? Yes.
Hi, Swamiji.
Yeah.
Swamiji, you mentioned the instance of Kardamuni. So, husband and wife must have one male child so that husband can go for sannyas. So, if in any case, if the this married couple is not having any male child, only a female child, so what is the option for them? Kardamuni is potential, but what is the option?
Then he can't take sannyas.
Under scripture.
He'll have to travel with the bag. He can't take sannyas. Prabhupada did give sannyas to some of his disciples, telling their wife as woman disciples of Prabhupada would be taken care by ISKCON institution. But today management
may not agree. If management says, okay, all male members take sannyas, we will take care of wives, no problem. Tomorrow there will be a big bead here. Because they will not take sannyas for spiritual advancement. They will take sannyas to get rid. That renunciation is mode of passion, not mode of goodness. So there is a issue, managerial issue, if the institution has to support it. So if somebody doesn't have a male child, he will not take sannyas because he has to take care of the wife. He can't leave her alone. He can leave the wife. A lady can be taken care only by father, husband or son. So if father is not there, son is not there, then husband can't take sannyas. Okay? Spiritual master is also father. If the institution of the spiritual master takes care, that's fine. But there are failures. So that at present time, even ISKCON would not recommend that. Because there are failures. Single woman, there are failures. Old woman, there are failures. Okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Guruji, you said the charity given to brahmanas, about that you discussed. So, what does this word brahmana means in current age? Because this word is very confusing word. Because brahmana by birth, brahmana by karma. Rather, it should be given the vaishnavas. If the word would have been, then it is more clear.
So, you want to change the purport?
What is the meaning of that brahmana?
Yeah, I'll answer that. But your last part says rather it should be vaishnava. You want to change?
I am saying that
we can tell the BBT. You tell.
No, Praji, I am saying that brahmana means that should be specific.
Yes, I agree with you, but you don't add that. Rather, it should be like this, because then that's BBT's job, and you'll be in a big controversy. I'm just joking. Yeah, brahmana is not by birth, and brahmana is not just by karma. Brahmana is by guna and karma. There are qualities. One who possesses that qualities, he is a brahmana. Qualities of truthfulness, cleanliness, honesty, tolerance, self-control, austerity, intelligence, wisdom, compassion, humility, etc., etc., etc. Nowadays people don't even know the list of the qualities, forget having the qualities. So very rare brahmanas. But brahmanas, if somebody is a brahmana but not a Vaishnava, and you give charity, still it will work. Right? So if you say charity only to Vaishnavas, you are making the opportunities less. If you say charity to Brahmanas also, who are not Vaishnavas, you are creating more opportunities in the society for upliftment. Right? Like this, if you go to Andheri station to purchase a ticket and there is only one counter, then you are making the opportunity less. So there are 10 counters and few smart machines, you are making opportunities more. Right? So by giving it to brahmanas, people will get benefit. That opportunity is given. So that people get benefit, elevate. And by giving to brahmanas, they become generous. And they come to contact with Vaishnava and Sadhu and they are already generous, so it's easy for them. So by giving to brahmanas also there is a benefit and the opportunity is more because Manushanam sahasreshu, Vaishnavas are very rare. I know Brahmanas are also rare. Vaishnavas are more rare. Brahmanas are durlav, Vaishnavas sudurlav. Sudurlav, very rare. Right? So even if somebody gives to a Brahmana, some benefit will be there. Best is to give to Vaishnava, but Brahmana also there is a benefit in the society. So Brahmanas is again and again mentioned. So let's not change it. So those who have these qualities, they are brahmanas. Not brahmana by birth. Not somebody who has janayu is a brahmana. Not somebody is born of a brahmana father is a brahmana. Right? Not somebody who has surname of a brahmana, chaturvedi, duvedi, that is a brahmana. No. Brahmana who has these qualities. So somebody has these qualities and somebody's guna and karma is like that, he is a brahmana. Okay? Somebody who has a stethoscope is not a doctor. Somebody with a white coat is not a doctor. Somebody who writes outside his house murder clinic is not a doctor. Somebody is qualified.
and practicing guna and karma. Somebody is qualified and is practicing, he is a bona fide doctor. So Brahmana also guna and karma. Okay? So if somebody says, I am Brahmana because I am born in a Brahmana family, reject that person. So we should have discrimination. Okay? Mithilesh? Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So you explained that by serving Krishna, all universe will be satisfied. That is fact. But we see in practical, in the case of devotees, some of the favorable and some of the envious. So how I can understand?
Yeah, we see practical. I didn't get the last part.
Yes, to the devotee, some of the people favorable, he is doing good, but some of the envious, like you are doing wrong things. Some of the
people are
toward the devotee, some of the envious and some of the favorable. So this is
okay. Some people are favorable to devotees.
Yes,
and
some
envious
of the
to devotees.
Yes.
So what is the question?
So question was, by serving Krishna, all universe will be satisfied and will be happy.
It's like this: if you water a tree, all the leaves will get nourishment. But those who are broken leaf lying down, they will not get nourishment. They will become dry. Even if you take a whole bucket of water and put it in the dry leaf, it will become dry only. Those who have disconnected themselves from the root, they don't get nourishment. They become envious. अरे उसको पानी मिला मुझे नहीं मिल रहा है. Right? So it is their consciousness. That's why preaching means connect them to parampara, connect them to Krishna. Till they are not connected, they remain dry.
But all the things is part and parcel of Krishna at the same time.
Yeah, but from our side we have closed the bridge. If you put food in the mouth, will you get nourishment? Yes? But if I block it here, it doesn't go to the stomach. Will I get nourishment? No. So everybody is part and parcel of Krishna, but they are blocked. They have to open the channel. So they don't open the channel, it gets blocked. It doesn't get digested. So that same food disturbs them. So if I worship Radha Raspberry, nice Abhishek, envious person gets disturbed because it's blocked. Same food here, instead of stomach, if it is here, it will block. It will create bad health. So those who are envious, they have blocked the channel. And when the channel is blocked, the same food which is supposed to give nourishment becomes poison. So the same service to Krishna becomes poison. That's why we close the altar when we feed Krishna. Because some people will become poison for them. Right? You're getting my point? So those who are disconnected, they feel pain when Krishna or devotees are served because it gets blocked. They think, this is for me. So we have to connect people to Krishna, and that is by giving knowledge. Every part and parcel of Krishna, but they don't know I am part and parcel of Krishna. They think Krishna doesn't exist. They think I am not part and parcel of Krishna. So there is a disconnect. Not from Krishna's side. There is no disconnect from Krishna's side. That's all clear. From this person's side there is a disconnect. And because of the disconnect, they feel it poisonous. They don't like Krishna consciousness. Okay?
Thank you, Guruji.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, there was one more hand here. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for wonderful class. Prabhuji, my question is, is there is difference between prasadam, like one is mahaprasadam and other is what we mix in vessel, mahaprasad, and that also becomes prasad and we distribute. So whether there is difference between two, that is one, my question. Second part of the question is, you mentioned we should respect Mahaprasad the way even if a dog has eaten, we should respect that and can be taken. So same respect can be given to the Prasad in the vessel where Mahaprasad has mixed.
Yes, there is no difference. Same. At the same time, we on our level, our adhikar, there is a discrimination. Like Karela and Rasgulla, no difference. Both are Mahaprasad.
But Uttama Adhikari will not see a difference. Our level of bhakti, we may see a difference. So that's called discrimination. On our level, what we discriminate. Like if you offer a banana to Krishna. Now the skin and the fruit, both are being offered on the plate. So both are Mahaprasad. But we only consume fruit. Skin we throw. Cow will consume skin. Right? So we discriminate. There are some Uttama Adhikaris who will not discriminate. They will eat skin and banana both. Because both is offered to Krishna. You are getting my point? So on our level, if we are on that Adhikar of discrimination, we do discrimination. We don't artificially think I am Uttama. Right? Uttama does not discriminate. But converse is not true. If you don't discriminate, you don't become Uttama. You become a fool. Right? So we are on our level of bhakti. On our level, we follow the rules. Is that okay?
Praji, my question is like that one banana is offered to Krishna. So we generally don't offer all the bananas. That one banana we mix with all the bananas. And that also becomes prasad. So
there is no difference. When you are offering one banana and in your consciousness is that the whole basket is with it, then the whole basket becomes offered. Okay. If in your consciousness is that only one banana, then that is not offered. So it depends on the consciousness of the person who is offering. Otherwise in house when you offer the first almond, all the other almonds are offered. Then you can't reuse them. Grihasthas will stop using almonds in the house then. So when they offer almond in the sabji or even to Krishna or roasted almonds, their consciousness is yeh kar raha hai, yehi offer kar raha hai, wo wala nahi kitchen wala. Otherwise, difficult, you know, every day you have to purchase 1 kg. Or you have to purchase only 4 pieces. So if you are offering banana with the consciousness that whole washing market banana I am offering, so that everything becomes offered. But if you are offering only my tokri, then the sabji wala who is outside, fruit wala outside, that is not offered. So it depends on the consciousness of the person. But if you take that offered banana and mix it in a truck of bananas, the whole truck becomes prasad. And there is no difference between them. So it depends on the consciousness. If you don't mix it, if you don't mix it, but in your consciousness you have accepted the whole thing, even if you don't mix, it's whole prasad. Okay? Any more questions? Chota sa? Answer chota nahi raha to? Yes.
अन्न वाला बारिश वाला थोड़ा सा डिटेल से बताइएगा कि कहीं यज्ञ नहीं करते हैं तो वहां बारिश होती है या नहीं होती है जहां बारिश होती है वहां अन्न नहीं होता है तो कैसे उन लोग जीते हैं अभी तो
बिना यज्ञ के बारिश नहीं होती है
हां तो वहां अन्न नहीं होना चाहिए
नहीं होना चाहिए नहीं होता है
अलग अलग देशों में बारिश नहीं होती है तो अन्न
कहां पर
कहीं भी अलग अलग
यज्ञ सिर्फ वो नहीं है स्वाहा घी डाला अग्नि में सब वो यज्ञ नहीं है भगवान का नाम लेना यज्ञ है अपना कर्तव्य करना यज्ञ है अगर ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र ब्रह्मचारी गृहस्थ वानप्रस्थ है अपना अपना काम अच्छी तरह कर रहे हैं वो भी यज्ञ है ड्यूटी कहते हैं उसको प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी अगर ब्राह्मण अपना काम कर रहा है किसी शहर में क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र अपना अपना काम कर रहे हैं ब्रह्मचारी गृहस्थ अपना अपना काम कर रहे हैं तो उधर बारिश होगा उधर अन्न भी आएगा क्योंकि वो अपना अपना काम कर रहे हैं अपना अपना काम करना भी प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी है वो यज्ञ है सिर्फ स्वाहा करना घी डाल के उसको यज्ञ नहीं कहते हैं सिर्फ मृदंग करताल को यज्ञ नहीं कहते हैं अपना कर्तव्य करने को भी यज्ञ कहते हैं भगवद गीता के तीसरे अध्याय में है ऐसी बात कि अपने प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी करना यज्ञ है अपना प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी करेंगे तो देवता प्रसन्न होकर बारिश देते हैं और बारिश से अन्न आता है आपको याद है 50वां वर्षगांठ में इतना कीर्तन मेला 50 घंटा हुआ था उसके बाद बहुत बारिश हो गया था बॉम्बे में
हुआ था हमें तो याद
देखो,
नहीं
कीर्तन मेला से होता है बारिश प्रूफ हो गया अखबार में भी आया था कि अचानक बारिश आ गया बॉम्बे में वो कीर्तन मेला किया था राधिका कन्हैया ने इसलिए हुआ था इसलिए नेक्स्ट टाइम किया नहीं मैनेजमेंट ने बोला नहीं गड़बड़ हो जाएगा तो ऐसा होता है ओके
ठीक है हरे कृष्ण
Yes, Hanuman Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving very nice inspiring class. And I have one comment that when the vendor ladies came at the door of Nanda Maharaj calling out, anybody wants fruits, please come. So baby Krishna hurriedly went to get the fruits from her. But he was carrying the grains and he had in his hand the almost a grain fell down. Only little he gave that vendor. But she was very affectionate to Krishna and she gave Krishna fruits as much he was able to carry. And return Krishna's mercy, she got her whole basket filled up with the gold and jewels. So by this example we understand by giving Krishna, one is not loser.
Yes, nice. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Vilendia, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.